I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. Thank you for being here on this Monday.
This president reacted to events which were so horrific that it required American reaction, and I believe that not only was the act itself important, but the signal that it sent to the world from President Trump was as important.
Senator John McCain speaking there on Fox and Friends. Fair to say McCain is not a big fan of President Trump, yet he was among those praising Trump for his decision to launch missile strikes in Syria last Thursday. In fact, the move was generally well received in Washington, not so much so in Moscow. And that could make things dicey for Secretary of State Rex Tillerson when he meets Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov in Moscow on Wednesday. Much of their discussion is expected to focus on what happens next in Syria. Russian media outlets, though, have other angles they're exploring in the meantime. That's according to American journalist Natalia Antonova in Moscow.
A lot of state media writers and commentators are focusing on the fact that, you know, Trump is an outsider. They want to spin this as, you know, poor Trump. He's coming into D.C. He's a maverick. You know, he wants better relations with Russia, but he can't achieve them because Congress is sneaky and is opposed to that. So they're giving Trump a lot of leeway should he decide to resume his efforts to better relations with Russia.
The Russian military apparently was tipped off in advance prior to these airstrikes last week. Is that widely known in Russia?
I've seen some military analysts, for example, say that it was a good idea to tip off the Russians to avoid any potential unforeseen consequences. But I haven't seen many people mention this, of course, because, you know, state media is not necessarily going to mention something like this. It's not that important to them.
Why was that detail not really important to Russian media, do you think?
Well, because Russian media is not very nuanced. Let's just put it lightly. They want what's happening in Syria to be very black and white for their viewers. And when you're talking about nations tipping each other off, it turns into something that is a much grayer area.
Now, I know some observers have pointed out that the criticism over the U.S. airstrike came not from President Putin, but from Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev. Some concerns about the engagement being too close to Russian military. What does that suggest, though, that these words came out of Medvedev's mouth and not Putin's?
Well, they know that there's a lot of potential in Syria for things to go very wrong very quickly. That's A. And B, I think they sort of have begun to realize that Trump, maverick, outsider, all good things as far as they're concerned, but they're also seeing him now as a much more unpredictable figure than they perhaps anticipated or banked on. So it makes sense for someone like Medvedev, who's extremely unpopular, and you're like, nobody really likes Medvedev, not the conservatives, not the liberals, nobody. So it makes sense for these words to come out of his mouth, because then anything happens, if there's like a sharp reaction from Trump, Putin can always step in and mitigate then.
What does all this mean, Natalia, for Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, who's on his way to Moscow this week? He was once the man who, along with Henry Kissinger and Steven Seagal, were always welcomed in Moscow. What kind of reception is he going to get now?
I mean, I think that he's very well respected in Moscow, you know, because he has a business background, which they like. And I think that they also see him as a very smart man, which he is. And I don't think it's necessarily going to be like extremely chilly, this reception. But I also think once he's representing the United States government, it becomes a very different relationship.
This visit, though, I mean, Rex Tillerson's going to go in still with the specter of those babies gasping for air from that alleged chemical weapons attack last week. I mean, he wants cooperation from Russia to stabilize Syria. How do the U.S. and Russia work together to defeat ISIS when they disagree about the government of Bashar al-Assad?
Well, you know, I think that Assad is, I think he's ultimately expendable to the Russians. That's the thing. But, you know, he's not going to go easily. And the Russians are going to try to extract many concessions from us before that actually happens. So, you know, it's a matter of time before Assad goes. But, you know, how many more people are going to die before he goes, and how many more children are going to die? Like, that's the real question now.
Finally, Natalia, how are Russians feeling about the U.S. these days?
Oh, dear. I don't know. It depends on who you ask. I think the majority of Russians ultimately see the United States as an enemy. And I don't mean that in any kind of dramatic sense, like they're thinking about nuking us every day. I don't really think that's on anybody's mind. I think it's more of like a passive anger at the United States, if that makes any sense at all.
Yeah, no, I get it. Yeah. Thanks for unpacking that one for us. American journalist Natalia Antonova speaking with us from Moscow about the upcoming visit of U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson. Thank you, Natalia.
Thank you.